Delete at your peril. A felony charge, anti-surveillance tools, and Canada's trade ultimatum. The story generating the highest comment count on Hacker News Saturday, 958 comments as of the morning, was the case of Samuel Tunick, a U.S. citizen who deleted data from his phone at a U.S. border crossing and now faces felony charges. The New York Times piece covering the case applies a legal theory of obstruction, that deleting data in the presence of border agents constitutes destruction of evidence those agents had a legitimate interest in examining. What inflamed the Hacker News thread was the escalation to felony. Misdemeanor obstruction or civil penalties would represent a serious deterrent. A felony conviction carries career-ending, freedom-threatening consequences whose chilling effect extends well beyond the individual case. Courts have remained inconsistent on whether the long-standing border search exception, which historically permitted warrantless inspection of physical luggage, extends to the full contents of a smartphone. A companion piece from DIFCON added a direct technical dimension. Security researchers at the conference were showcasing tools designed specifically to protect data, communications, and location information from institutional extraction. Anti-surveillance hardware and software that 5 years ago was niche territory for journalists working in authoritarian contexts has, according to the discussion, become a mainstream civil liberties concern in the United States. Canada's Prime Minister Carney chose the same news cycle to announce the suspension of trade negotiations with Washington and a policy of matching U.S. tariffs dollar for dollar. Canada and the United States conduct roughly $900 billion in annual two-way trade, and Canada serves as the top export destination for more than 30 U.S. states, meaning retaliatory tariffs will be felt quickly in American manufacturing, agriculture, and energy. Carney's use of suspend rather than terminate was deliberate, signaling that Ottawa is withdrawing from a process it has concluded is not being conducted in good faith, while leaving the door formally open. The Hacker News discussion drew a structural parallel between the two stories, a private citizen and a sovereign nation each calculating that compliance now costs more than resistance, with the weaker party pressing back against a power asymmetry that has reached its limit.